A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verses 23 to 46. The same day the Sadducees came to Jesus, who say that there is no resurrection. And they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses said, if a man dies having no children, his brother must marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers among us. The first married and died, and having no children, left his wife to his brother. So to the second and third, down to the seventh. After them all, the woman died. In the resurrection, therefore, of the seven, whose wife will she be? For they all had her." But Jesus answered them, "You are wrong, because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was said to you by God? 'I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but God of the living.'" And when the crowd heard it, they were astonished at his teaching. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all of the law and the prophets." Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David, in the Spirit, calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' If then David calls him Lord, how is he his son?" And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Daniel Schneider, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Brookfield, Wisconsin.
Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever spouted off asserting a truth, expressing a judgment, declaring something with certainty? And have you ever proclaimed such an assertion with confidence, only to find out later you were dead wrong? In today's lesson, Jesus demonstrates that first the Sadducees, and then the Sadducees and Pharisees together, thought they knew more than they really did. These conversations, recorded by Matthew, occurred during Holy Week. Now, Jesus had entered the city on Palm Sunday to the praise of the crowds. His popularity, especially after the raising of Lazarus in nearby Bethany, was a threat to the Jewish leaders. Now we see the Jewish leaders launching their counterattack, and they do so by asking Jesus carefully formulated questions. They ask these questions in public while the crowd looks on and listens. They aim to make Jesus look like a fool, springing what they perceive to be verbal traps for him. They'll catch him in his words. The people will see what a charlatan he is. They will stop following him. The problem of Jesus, then, solved. These were not people unfamiliar with God's word. They read it religiously. They studied it faithfully. Yet they were still in error. And in their error, they were leading others into error. The gauntlet was thrown down by the Sadducees in the first question. "Now then, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be of the seven, since all of them were married to her?" This question was based on the scenario he had given them. When a couple was married and the husband died without producing an heir, the husband's brother, or if not a brother, his closest relative, was to act as a surrogate father, marrying his dead brother's wife and having children with her. Now, the children that were born were not considered the new husband's children, but the dead brother's children, providing heirs to the property he had held. If a woman, through the unfortunate deaths of both her husband and all of his brothers, occurred, well, then whose wife would she be, since she was married to them all, in life, in the resurrection? Now, this question contains an assumption, and that assumption is that marital relationships here on earth will be continued in the same way in heaven. Well, Jesus first addresses their assumptions. He says, You are wrong because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. After this correction of their assumption, Jesus addresses their teaching error. Sadducees taught that there was no resurrection. They believed no one could prove a resurrection from death to life. In the portion of the Bible that they recognized as the Word of God, only the first five books of the Bible, the books of Moses, what they called Torah. But they were wrong. Jesus called their attention to the words God had spoken to Moses at the burning bush. He said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And then Jesus offers a single sentence of teaching. He says, He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Why did this seal the deal on resurrection? The teaching points would go like this. Point one, God said to Moses, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Point two, Israel had been in Egypt for 400 years by the time the Lord spoke these words to Moses, and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had been long physically dead. Point three, God cannot lie. If God cannot lie because God said, I am, instead of I was, then Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob must still be alive in some way. Conclusion, he's not the God of the dead. If he were, he would have said, I was. But he is the God of the living, so he said, I am. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are still alive. Do you really know what you think you know? How can you be so sure? This is one of the questions the text before us asks us to consider. In the certainty of the Sadducees and Pharisees, we reflect on times where we act with certainty in our own lives. Now, God wants us to be sure, to be grounded in His truth. But our Lord also warns in His Word about adding to His Word or subtracting from it. At the same time, Jesus' first prayer from the cross asks forgiveness for sins done in ignorance. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In this love and grace we take confidence. Let us pray. Jesus, we repent of times we have taught the teachings of men as if they were your word. Forgive us for assertions we have made in ignorance that had no grounding in your word, no sure foundation in your revealed truth. Forgive us our sin. Renew us in the power of your Spirit. Help us to study your word so that we learn and teach your word more faithfully for the truth of life and faith. Amen.
We thank Pastor Daniel Schneider for this meditation on God's word.